Finding your why is about discovering your purpose and understanding the motivations that really drive you. And this is such an incredibly important conversation, in particular to our audience here that are largely entrepreneurs and dualpreneurs. And so we're going to get right into this amazing conversation today. How to find your why. We have our guest with us in the virtual studio, ready and willing and waiting to come up to the mic. LaShawanda Moore is with us. Listen, we're going to get right into it right after this quick intro. Don't you move. You're listening to and watching the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Here we go.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone. And again, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting live from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard and literally seen all across the world wide web. We know that our live streaming platforms are sending out messages and sending out notifications saying, hey, come on in. Charvette is live. And so we appreciate all of you that are joining us virtually, joining us live. Go ahead and comment. Let us know that you are here. And we cannot leave out all of our listeners through the podcast platforms. Listen, Apple Podcasts and Stitcher and all the things, right? And TuneIn and Spotify. And then certainly those that check us out in the Blog Talk Radio platform. We're glad to have you. If you're over on YouTube, go ahead and subscribe to our channel. Kim and Deborah, we see you already over there. Just hanging out with us over on YouTube. We're glad to see you. Listen, my mom is in the house. Hey, mom. Valerie, soon to be Dr. Valerie, is with us. Hey, girl. Hey, we're glad to have you. Yulika is here as well. Glad to see you. Glad to have you. Yulika's got a great new journal that she's working on. It's going to help you get your money together. So that's going to be coming out. Val and Yulika are past authors in one of my past book collaborations, as is our guest tonight, LaShawanda Moore, that is coming up. And so we want to let you know that this segment is actually brought to you by my newest fifth book collaboration that I've joined forces with, oh my goodness, 9 other incredible clients and leaders to write a book. And it's all about purpose, which I think ties in so greatly tonight to this conversation about your why and finding your why. So prepare for purpose. Listen, we're in pre-orders. Grab your pre-order before February 20th. That means you're going to be at the top of the list. When they say hot off the press, you're going to be hot off the press. You might even get a little something extra there. So go ahead and place your pre-order and grab your copy of Prepare for Purpose. If you're listening from charvette.com, it is there. If you're listening from our other platforms, just look down below in the show notes and you will be able to place an order. And I'll tell you a little bit more about that later on today. Yes. Hey, Kim and Deborah over on YouTube. Listen, Erica is with us. Hey, girl. Hey, we are excited to have you all here. And so let me share a little bit more about our guest. And so we can go ahead and jump on into this conversation really around how to find your why. And so LaShawanda Moore, oh my goodness, she is a speaker. She is a leadership and professional development consultant. She is an engineer and a leader within a Fortune 500 company. She's a former direct sales leader. She is the founder of Elevate Success LLC. And she is a franchise owner of an entertainment park. Along with all of that, she is certified and a certified professional energy leadership coach. And she's really skilled at taking what seems to be an insurmountable experience or chaotic situation and working with her clients to extract valuable results that impact the bottom line. And she also created and really started the bold factor, owning your bold factor. I'm sure we'll hear a little bit about that today. It's just one of her many successful leadership tools. So without further ado, coming up live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, put your virtual hands together. Clap it up for La Shawanda Moore. Hello.
Hello, Charvette. Hello, everyone.
Woo, we are so excited to have you and to just feature you here. I think this is such an incredible conversation around, you know, how to find your why, which is something in particular, really for everyone. So let me just say this conversation really is for everyone. I think that entrepreneurs kind of hear it a lot, like you got to know your why, you got to figure out your why, you got to be doing this for your why. And so before we kind of go down that road, I'd love for you to share just really how you got into the space that you're in now, like what has been your journey?
Oh gosh, where do I start, Charvette?
Yeah,
I'm originally from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I am a product of mostly a single parent home where I watched my mom struggle to make ends meet financially. She had, you know, my sister who's 8 years younger than I am, and she always told us to go to school, get a great education that will get you a good paying job and get you out of Louisiana. And that's exactly what I did. I chose a field, engineering, a career in engineering. And right out of college, I was hired on by a Fortune 500 company. And I spent over 20 years maybe in the company before I actually left the company. But I'll tell you a little bit about that in a second. But during that time in my first career with this Fortune 500 company, I had an amazing experience. Of course, moved away from Louisiana, traveled the world, had jobs in all kinds of different roles, and just really great. The company was just really great to me. However, in 2015, I needed to get some operations experience, and I had not had that before. And so I moved and relocated to Richmond, Virginia, which pleasure of meeting you and being in your space. And there I just went through a really difficult time in my career. In fact, it was so difficult that it uncovered some things about me that were suppressed, that were there all along, but had not been dealt with. And so when you go through deep, difficult situations, it ignites and kind of triggers some things that and you can't really put your finger on it. And all you're looking at it, for me, all I was looking at is what was happening to me. And so during that time, from 2015 to I'll say 2018 was pretty, it was a pretty tough time. And that's also during the time when I opened up my trampoline park. So I was kind of stuck in a situation that really beat me up. It beat me up so that I lost who I was. And it was finding your why that was a part of my healing journey. And it's actually my husband who discovered Simon Sinek and presented Simon Sinek to me during this really challenging time. And I was at my wit's end. I wanted to take my life. You know, it had gotten so bad that I was trying to shake it off of me. And so many things were happening to me. Yet at the same time, I was doing some sabotaging behaviors, some sneaky little glitches. So when I talk about those sneaky little glitches, those were the things that were tripping me up and causing me to sabotage my leadership and sending me further and further into this muck and miry mess of depression. And so defining and discovering my why was one of the catalysts that began to help me recover and restore from being lost.
Wow. So thank you so much for that quick but really in-depth kind of journey and transparent, you know, transparently sharing with us. And I think that that demonstrates so how powerful this conversation is, can almost be a life or death conversation for some, you know, as we're thinking about our why. And so what do you say, you know, franchise owner, you've done your own consulting, working in corporate America as well. Let's kind of split it up. What do you say to the entrepreneur that's kind of listening in and thinking through what is my why? And a lot of times people say, you know, some of the common things, what do you say specifically to the entrepreneur? And then we'll kind of talk to the corporate person.
Okay. For the entrepreneur, so in 2018, I left my career of 21, 22 years to go and fulfill my desire to be a full-time entrepreneur. I had been wanting to be an entrepreneur forever. And so I had an opportunity to leave and step out on faith. We started the trampoline park. Yeah. And then I also decided, hey, I started Elevate Success in 2012, but never really got it off the ground because I had baby number four. Okay.
Yes.
So in 2018, when I left, I'm like, hey, now is a good time for me to do Elevate Success. But how many of you know that when you are empty and broken, you cannot serve? You cannot serve from an empty cup. And I was literally empty. Now, I was able to start Launch because Launch wasn't me. I didn't have to sell myself. However, remember, my husband helped me get on this journey to define my personal why, but we also came up with a why for our family.
Oh, that's so good.
We found it when we decided to open up Launch. We opened up Launch on the premise of our family's why. And our why as a family is we believe that everyone should have an equal rights opportunity to an enjoyable and sustainable life. That is what we believe as a more family. And so when we opened up Launch, we led with that. And we start in the whole community. Like if you would talk to people, they would tell me LaShawanda has her little canned speech because I would always start there. And we built our business mission-mindedly to advance that why. So how do we advance that why is that we mentor, teach, and role model ethics, economics, and entrepreneurship. And we love to help people create memories that last a lifetime. The platform was the business Launch. So here we have this 29,000 square foot facility. How do we utilize it to advance our why? So to the entrepreneur, my advice is always to think about your business as you are serving and you are giving back to humanity. Your why is not material. It's not a result. It's not, oh, I'm paying for the kids' college or I'm doing this to pay off my mortgage. Those are results of advancing your why. Your why is about a human cause. Your why is not about you, but because of you. And your why is something that you've probably been passionate about or burdened about since knee-high to a turkey, I call it, since a little kid. You know, you've been feeling this either it angered you or you were passionate about it.
That's
and it
good.
Has shown throughout your life, probably unknowingly, because the why resides in the portion of the brain that doesn't have language. It's an emotion. And it's very hard to put words to emotions.
Yeah.
Once you're able to articulate the human cause that you support, you become a powerful being and you can utilize that from the lens from which you make decisions about your business. So entrepreneurs, lead with your why. Your why is the core of your business and who you are in your business. How you advance your why, mentor, teach, role model, ethics, economics, entrepreneurship, create memories that last a lifetime. And your tool, your what, your platform is your business, the trampoline park, for instance.
Wow. So listen, I just want to capture some of the comments. Erica says, speak it. You cannot pour from an empty cup. And Erica, therapist, one of our past authors as well. Thank you for sharing your transparent testimony. Thank you so much. I see Sharika, thank you for joining us. Sharika said powerful, transformation, transparency, the wow. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I think this is so, the way you just broke that down, like makes so much sense. It makes so much sense because a lot of times people might just say, you know, it's my kids are my why, which is nothing wrong with that. Or my freedom, you know, is my why or my, but I feel like what you, how you've broken it down is it gives it more legs and more energy. And so for the people that are in corporate America, and sometimes we have dual, we've got corporate America and you might be doing business on the side, or you might just be focused in corporate America. What do you say to that person about, because there's still a why that's needed.
Yeah. So remember I left and I was empty. So I couldn't serve through Elevate Success. So my money maker wasn't making money. Mm. And I have 4 kids. So I needed to go back to work. But by this, so this was a year later in November. So I left my first career October 2018. In November 2019, I was at a place where I had been refueled and refilled. Okay. And I was clear on my why to serve others and to help hurting women overcome obstacles that keep them from their necks. Mm. That's my why.
Yeah.
And my why is because of what I've gone through and the challenges and the difficulties I face with just having this energetic, different personality coming into the room, right? I've always had some struggles and trouble. So my personal why, I have been put on the face of this earth to be a transparent book and to help people overcome the things that are challenging them and to help them to see that they have everything that they need inside of them to lead in life, work, and community. So I was clear.
Yeah.
Well, I went for another Fortune 500 company in the financial sector. And this time, when I went back to work, I went back differently from my first career. I went back in touch with who I was and who I am as a human being that God created. So being my bold factor is back to the basics. So I had gotten back to who LaShawanda is. I had clearly identified my why, clearly identified my strengths, and I was determined to own and operate in those strengths. I also, the L in bold is to listen more, talk less. See, in my previous career, I was always putting my voice in the room because I wanted people to know I knew what I was talking about because I was striving to move up the corporate ladder and I was pushing for stuff to happen. And how many of you know when you push stuff away from you? So this time when I went back to work, I had back to basic B, own and operating in my strengths. I'm now listening more and talking less. I'm listening to the perspectives around me. I'm listening to the spoken and the unspoken. And D, don't be afraid of feedback. Don't be afraid to give it and don't be afraid to receive it. So when I went back to my career or the next career, I now was owning my bold factor. And so I utilized that understanding and that acumen to keep me on track. If the imposter syndrome came up, get that factor, own your bold factor, right? Who do I need to go serve? And then I was in a call center, in an escalated call unit where the agents were getting beat up day in and day out. And they were beginning to have mental health issues that were showing for them at home. And no one was listening. So I'm walking around getting to know people and I'm starting to listen. When I went back to work, I went back with the non-negotiable decision to advance my why and to own my bold factor by any means necessary. And that's why it's so important for you in corporate America or in your work, in your career, for you to know who you are. And for me as a woman of faith, my identity in Christ, that's all a part of my back to basics. right? So know who you are, know what your why is, and advance it by any means necessary. When you start to get distracted, get off kilter, you know, you look into your left, whoop, get back centered on your why.
Yeah.
How am I advancing it?
Wow. And there may be people saying, I feel like, okay, I can get back in focus. I can get lots of great comments coming in. Yes, this is good. Look, my mom said, that's good information. Explain so well. And so sometimes you just need a little explanation. You just need, like you said, it's the why is an emotion. And so we don't, how do we put words, you know, to an emotion? So I know if this is helping you, put a one in the chat. If you're resonating with this, if you're connecting with this, if you're saying, okay, this is making sense, I'm getting clarity, put a one wherever you are watching live, listening, and even if you are watching the replay, put a one and let us know. We're going to take a very quick station break, if we will. But before we do that, let the viewers and the listeners know how they can connect with you, how they can follow you.
Absolutely. I can be found on all social media platforms, LaShawanda Moore. I also have a website, LaShawandaMoore.com, but you can find me Facebook, Elevate Success on Facebook, on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. I love to show that you can do it all and do it well. So TikTok, you might see me dancing.
There you go. And if you are listening and from our main website, charvette.com, we have a full blog post. You can actually, the show notes, you can click download and it'll download LaShawanda's full bio and links to connect. So that's a great connection point. Before we go to break, look, you know, the yeses, the ones are coming in, like people are connecting. Thank you. Saying, yes, this is resonating. This is connecting. Awesome. All right. We're going to let you relax for just a few seconds in the virtual studio. We'll be bringing LaShawanda Moore back up again. As mentioned, this segment is brought to you by my fifth book collaboration. And so I mentioned on our last episode, I've just celebrated 5 years as a full-time entrepreneur. So these fives lined up so nicely. And so as we're having this conversation around your why, I feel like purpose and getting ready for your purpose and moving forward with your purpose ties in so nicely with this. So go ahead and pre-order, be on the top of the stack. Get hot off the press, pre-order my fifth book collaboration, Prepare for Purpose. You can do that very easily at charvette.com. If you're listening and watching from there, charvette.com, or check out the show notes. And so here's a little bit about it. We have some of our co-authors that are here with us right now. So let me share a little bit more about it, and we'll get back into this conversation around how to find your why.
Prepare for Purpose, Your Invitation to the Next Level, is an inspiring and practical book collaboration. It seeks to help readers discover and nurture their individual paths to living meaningful lives. Written from the perspective of 10 women leaders, this collaboration includes short stories, transparent moments, scriptures, and motivation to assess and pursue a meaningful purpose with intention and commitment. Throughout the book, the co-authors encourage us to pause and reflect on our decisions, actions, and experiences. Prepare for Purpose is for anyone looking to discover and walk in their life's purpose. By the end of the book, you will feel empowered and determined to create and prepare your own path to the next level. Order your copy of Prepare for Purpose.
All right. And again, you can go to charvette.com to order that and also see all of the great information about our guests. But listen, I did not do this alone. So we're excited. You'll get to meet the co-authors. You will get to meet them on this coming Saturday. We will be on Amazon Live. Yes, the Amazon Live. We will be on Amazon Live, and you will get to meet and hear from all of our co-authors. So pictured in order of appearance, we've got Joyce Sawyer and Lynn Lewis and Ezrion Jackson and Dr. Tashana Taylor and Desiree Harris Bonner and Dr. Tabitha M.W. Spurlock. We've got Roz Brown, Chandra Payne, Dana Wilson, and I am going to wrap it up there. So we look forward to you being with us on Amazon Live. All right, so let's jump back in to this conversation around how to find your why with our guest we have here today with us, LaShawanda Moore. All right. So let's jump back in. You've written books, and so I'd love for you to share, you know, about your own like full book. You've done book collaborations as well. But talk a little bit about your book. Yeah.
My book started actually in the midst of my hurt. So in 2016, actually I started writing the book in April of 2018. It's written in here. God told me to write in my pain because he wanted me to really write the emotions and the feelings that I was having so that people could connect and relate. And so the book is called Recover, A Woman's Journey from Failure to Restoration. And it's meant to be a tool where you use it for 31 days and you go through your own journey of discovering and coming to grips with your own story and your own situation. So it's three parts. One, feeling the pain. Part two, pruning. What is God trying to tell you? And part three, moving on. Turn your mess into your message. So the book is a little bit of my story, some biblical content, and then there are questions and lines for you to write. This is also designed for you to spend time listening to God, because a lot of times when we pray, we're praying to God, but we're not sitting and listening to what it is he's trying to tell us. And he had to do a lot in the midst of what I was going through in order to really get me stable and not thinking about taking my life, right?
Yeah.
Trying to give you that journal and meditation time and for you to write your own reflections, right? So it's a combination of words and some space for you to journal. This book was not published until June 1st, 2020 at 11:59, because I needed to get through onto the other side of my own recovery before I published this. So God just kind of took me along the journey for a couple of years writing Recover. And so I just pray, you know, whoever picks it up, they pick it up. It was God led, right? And they needed to spend some time in their own stuff, right? And do it with a partner. Do it with a
family.
You can discuss about it. Some people will do it in their book study. Like they'll have like a little Bible study. It's like a book club, and I'll come and kick it off or whatever. So that's that. And then, of course, Pursue is our first book collaboration with the wonderful, amazing Charvette Mitchell. Pursue, Chase Your Goals, and Run After Your Passions in Business, Life, and Leadership. And my particular chapter is Don't Wait for the Mountaintop. It's on page 41. Yeah. And that experience is actually the experience I had. I was at a point where I was like, God, if I can't take my life, you take my life. And he was like, no, we're not doing that either. I have work for you. I said, well, something has to happen, God. And he allowed me to go away August 16th, 2019. No, sorry. 2018, August, the week of August 16th, 2018, to the mountains of Virginia by myself for 4 nights and 5 days. And I went on a journey, a hiking journey. So I tell the messages that came out of that experience in Pursuit.
Yes, y'all grab it. Erica's saying, I definitely need to get a copy of Recover. How can they get a copy of your books and all that good stuff?
Yes, right on my website, LaShawandaMoore.com, and click on shop. And you actually, when you buy it through LaShawandaMoore.com, I will personally sign it and send you a couple other goodies along with it.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Yes. And both are available. Both are available there. I love that. And so, what's next for you? I know you do a lot with people with their careers and, you know, in moving and transitioning and advancing. What is coming down the pike for you?
Well, right now I am back in that first company, the first Fortune 500 company that I was working for when I graduated. How about that? God is amazing.
Full circle, okay? Right?
Full circle. So I am back in that wonderful company. I absolutely love it. And I am a global supply chain manager. I actually just started this role last month. So I'm still trying to get my feet wet and you know, get in and get some stuff, make stuff happen as quick as I can. But that's my main focus. I'm also getting my doctorate. So I'm getting a doctorate in business administration right now. And I'm taking a supply chain course to help me with my new job. And I do very, you know, a little this year. So last year was about some identity work that I needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Here, my one word focus is action, but it is the right action.
Yeah.
And the only way I'll know the right action is to be in tune with God and to spend that time at his feet to get guidance. So it's about family, focusing on the right actions with my family, making sure my children are whole, focus on the right actions in my work, my 9-to-5, right?
Yeah.
And a little bit of elevate success to help people really set goals and establish some foundational things that they're trying to do in 2023 and working with them to really move the needle and execute, right? People will start off with blast, but then they'll start to lose it around the end of the first quarter. So I'm with a handful of people to really help them execute and get results this year. Speaking this year, you know, kind of getting my voice out there a little bit more, just to share, get the story out there, because so many people are hurting. So many people are going through things. So
yeah,
kind of where I am. And Launch is still there doing this thing. I have an amazing team in Virginia that is holding it down.
All right. There we go. Launch. Shout out to Launch. Great, great experience for Launch. And shout out. Thank you for those on YouTube as well. We see you as well. Shouting out. And so final question. The goal of the show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you right about now.
Oh, what continues to motivate me is advancing my why.
Mm-hmm.
When I have the opportunity to serve, whether it's serving in my home to help my kids overcome obstacles that might be keeping them, they don't take me in as much as, you know, some outside of the home. But
right.
What inspires me is when chaos has become calm because I've worked with them to develop a plan or you know, developing strategy and visions, that's kind of my thing. And then execution, right? So it's one thing to be strategic, but another thing is to execute against it. And so I'm inspired when I see execution of things that I've helped people plan or work through.
Awesome. Well said. Well said. Well, we will certainly keep our eye out on you. We see that you definitely have stepped it up with the reels and the TikToks and information sharing, not just dancing, but you do. You are a masterful dancer, but definitely sharing a lot more of your voice. And so one last time, how can people follow you on social media?
Social media. So on Facebook, Elevate Success, on Instagram and everywhere else, LaShawanda Moore. Twitter, I think I'm Elevate Success as well. But between Elevate Success and LaShawanda Moore, you can find me on all platforms. If you Google LaShawanda Moore, you'll be able to kind of see all of the listings.
Yes, 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 yes. Christina, that is where Josiah's birthday party was. Yes, Launch. Woo, woo, woo. Absolutely, absolutely. And Dana is saying, I love Launch. Love, love, love Launch.
Wonderful. Thank you all so much for supporting our small business. We really appreciate you.
Yes. Well, thank you for being here. And we're going to keep our eye out on you for all of the amazing things you will continue to do and provide to the world. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Charvette.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. Woo. I feel like this is an episode that you need. If you're listening in the podcast, you're going to need to rewind it. And it'd be great. Look, jump over to YouTube and watch it. If you're listening on the talk radio show platform or the podcast, you might actually want to watch this episode. And so join us over on YouTube, youtube.com/Charvette. Subscribe to our channel while you are there and give us some thumbs up and all of that. It is a wrap. It's a wrap. We appreciate all of our viewers and our listeners live and replay and talk radio and podcast. We'll continue to bring you many more great guests as we move out throughout 2023. And if you're brand spanking new to me, I'm Charvette Mitchell, and I'm a marketing consultant, and I work with entrepreneurs, business owners, and leaders all around telling the stories of their business by way of marketing. And the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show is one of those outlets, All right, it's a wrap. We'll see you all later on the web, and hopefully we'll see you all on Amazon Live. All right, peace and joy.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.